The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want us to reflect on handling emotions and really just thinking of the Christmas story. You know, there's a wide range of emotions and we need to learn how to support and help people in these particular times. Of course, coronavirus has raised a tremendous amount of emotion, maybe anger, maybe frustration, fear, all sorts of things have been going on. Well, the Christmas story also has a wide range of emotions. One of the things about Mary is how God helps her from one place to a much better place. When the angel appears to her, she's very frightened. And it's understandable. I think anybody would be. But we know that fear does sometimes play a very large part in life. And having this visitation, it wasn't announced, she wasn't warned, it really hit her very, very hard. And we know that as we care for God's people over this Christmas time, that there will be those who are overwhelmed. I mean, of course, not suggesting there's going to be many people who'll have a visit from an angel, but a sudden event, a unexpected incident can really cause a lot of fear. And Christmas is a time to actually hear the angel and hear the word of God, hear the words of Jesus, fear not. Now, it's all very well, I know sometimes don't be afraid, but the emotion of fear, it can have a healthy side to it. It can also be crippling and destructive. But there is an answer to fear. There is an answer, and it is in the person of Jesus. The next emotion, quite closely linked really, is Mary just being absolutely overwhelmed by the news that she's hearing. And obviously it is massive. She's hearing that she, a virgin, is going to conceive and bear a child, and not just any child. He's going to be the Son of the Most High. He's going to be Christ. He's going to be the Messiah. He's going to be God in human form. And obviously, it seems almost too much. And it could well be in your churches that you face people who do feel just totally overwhelmed by things that are happening to them. Of course, it could well be very sad things, news of a very dear relative who's died. It could be news of illness. It could be many different things. And when you first hear it, it just seems shattering. It just seems to be like an enormous weight. And you just don't have any idea however are you going to recover from this. But what we notice next is the emotion, if you like, of great joy, happiness, songs of worship and praise. Mary has moved from fear to being overwhelmed and just absolutely overawed by the task that she is being told she is to perform. But she comes to that lovely place where she says, Lord, let it be according to your word. What a blessing it is when we're counseling people, when we're sharing with people, and they arrive using the terms we've used, overwhelmed, they arrive fearful, troubled, anxious, in some distress. But what a joy it is when people hear the word of God, think about what God is saying, and come to a place of peace and say, Lord, if that's your will, I will receive it, I will run with it, I won't argue, I will trust you. And Mary comes to that place. It's a real roller coaster journey, but she comes to that place, and she, of course, I'm not saying she had no fears or questions after that, and she certainly had for a little while Elizabeth, who had conceived very late in her years. That was because of her relationship with Zacharias, but it was nevertheless quite a miracle because of her age. But they were able to talk together, they were able to share together, undoubtedly pray together, and that was a great comfort. But coming to that place where we are able to say that, Lord, whatever your will is, I will accept it. I will trust you. I will encourage others who want to be afraid or trouble me. I'm going to say, no, I don't listen to that. I listen to God's word. And however big the thing that I'm being asked to handle is, I believe God is trusting me to handle this. And so I'm going to look to him. And that's what Mary does. Now, there are many other emotions, and I'll cover one of them in the next podcast. But as far as this one is concerned, this wonderful journey of Mary, and may God help us to move from fear and being overwhelmed to peace. And may we especially be equipped by the grace of God to be able to help others come to the same place. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.